first.
I thought the scariest part of The Shining was the font.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.
I thought, didn't you say you got that changed, John? That's a real faux pas. Sorry about that, Hugh.
I actually didn't. What do you mean? What was wrong?
Oh, nothing. Nothing happened. It's fine. Everything's sweet, I guess.
Oh, it was Flicks and That with Steve Newell. In fact, we've actually got Hugh Sunday on the phone from the Hollywood Avondale.
You're so honest, John. You can't. Honest John, they call him. Not around here. Nobody says that. Right?
I just texted you back. I tried to get Matt, the owner, who actually knows about films, the call, but he's at the doctor's, so he asked me to do it instead, but I haven't seen any of this week's films, so...
Have you never seen Commando?
No, I've never seen Commando.
Oh, fuck. Are you going to watch it?
Yeah, totally.
Have you not seen The Room?
Yeah, I've seen The Room.
Oh, right, John hasn't seen The Room, if you wanted to get one back.
That was last week. That was the last Friday. We had 150 people for The Room. It was like our biggest one in a while. It's so good when there's loads of people there. We had a smoke machine. And
I feel like I couldn't handle it.
I wish I watched it in a place like that instead of just by myself thinking, oh, man, I missed. I don't know what's going on here. I don't like
how
it.
How often do you watch it by yourself?
All the time.
You should.
I love feeling that way.
You don't have to have, you know, it's not like you can have seen it before and still come and experience something new.
I want to take great. John. Will you be playing it again?
First Friday of every month, mate.
Oh, there you go. Shit.
Monthly.
Book it yeah. in.
Now, Hugh,
actually,
can
that
you,
reminds me, I should put it on sale next month.
Can you anyway. Confirm that you, at Spice World last week, you were running a smoke machine for every live concert scene when the Spice Girls came on stage?
That's pretty accurate, yeah. I had never seen the film before, and so I didn't quite know when the scenes would be, but having tested the film, you know, obviously the day before, I knew that it started with one and it ended with one. So the rest of the time, if I just saw a scene, I'd just have to ride backstage, and hopefully I got there in time to put the smoke machine on. But yeah, it seemed to go down pretty well, the smoke machine.
Hey, so all these movies that play at the Hollywood, are they just movies that you really want to see because you haven't seen them before, so you book them at the Hollywood?
No, I don't program. That's Matt, the owner, Matt Timpson, who's the film...
He's got your number, though. You haven't seen any of the movies.
This week, sure, yeah. But, you know...
You haven't seen Flashdance?
I don't think I've seen Flashdance, but that's next week. Right. You're getting your weeks mixed up, mate.
No, I've just got a math. I'm just looking at. I'm just saying words. It's all good.
Have you seen Dr. No? Have you not seen Dr. No?
Oh, I probably didn't. No,
John's saying words, too.
I'm shocked, Hugh.
It's like when you tell people you don't eat fruit, and then they start asking, and they go,
you don't eat fruit, hey?
And then they list them out, and they go, you shouldn't eat fruit. No fruit. No apples. Is it a fruit? What about bananas?
Probably just hating Christmas and dolphins as well.
But I have seen Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is one we've just announced for Halloween night.
Legendary.
Now, tell us about the mulled wine situation. Is that still going strong at the Hollywood Avondale?
Yeah, it is. It's actually getting to that point of the year where we think it's probably almost time to change it over to sangria or something more summery, but we're just sort of playing it by ear as to how, you know, what it's like outside.
Do you sort of have like a big Hollywood cauldron that you stir throughout the day with the mulled wine in it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like a 12-litre stock pot, but it's like a cauldron.
Have you really honed the mulled wine craft over the winter? Would you say that you're kind of an expert now?
Oh, do you actually make
it? Yeah,
I
would say
that. Do you make it? Do you care to share your secrets just real quick to a good mulled wine right now?
I've had it at a couple of other places recently, and it hasn't been as good, so I'm pretty happy with our recipe. I think what's the secret? Fresh herb, you know, fresh spices is definitely key. Orange peel, squeezing the orange in, lemon peel, simmering without burning off all the alcohol, topping it up with a little extra special secret ingredient at the end, just to set it off, but I can't tell you.
I have neat.
Serving it warm to hot.
Very nice.
But there'll be a fresh batch tomorrow.
Sick.
Hey, Hugh, are there going to be any Star Trek...
Does mulled wine get more powerful the last bit? Is that more powerful than the first bit?
Well, sometimes what I do is, like, if we get to the bottom of a stock pot, of it, for full of it, then I will use, like, I'll make a new batch for the next session, but then I'll pour in the dregs of the previous batch. So it's like one of those, you know how in kitchens
they've
got those master stocks and they just keep adding to it over time, and then the stock's been like 3 years.
That's kind of what I was hoping for, actually. So beware of the bottom a little bit. Don't,
kind of like a wine SCOBY.
I don't know what that means.
Some kind of pirate ship delight, I think. Oh, I think, okay, so what was the moral of the story? Go watch Dr. No at the Hollywood?
So tomorrow night's Commando on 35 mil.
Nearly got it right.
8 o'clock. Trailer's from about 7:45.
Oh, the trailer's good.
Open at 7. It's Daniel Rutledge's birthday, and so he's getting a few friends to get, you know, friend of BFM, Daniel Rutledge, so he's going to be there with a few mates, so he's pretty excited.
Sick.
I think could be quite a few people going, actually.
Me?
And just one, actually, if I could just reiterate one thing, because these classic screenings, they are just one-offs, because they are, you know, they're quite expensive to get the license for and everything, so we don't do multiple screenings. So if you find out, you know, a lot of people are sort of saying, oh, we missed that, are you going to screen it again? It's like,
except for the
probably
room.
Not.
The room you...
that's our monthly cult thing.
And John was just wondering, any chance of The Predator being filmed at the Hollywood anytime soon? I'll ask for John, because he's a bit shy.
I'll ask Matt if he's got a print of it or not.
Man, imagine seeing The Predator at the Hollywood Avondale Hugh Sunday.
Have you
be
seen
a dream
it, Hugh? Have you seen The Predator?
I don't know if I have, actually. I've never really
into it. It's the best movie ever made, so you probably know, to be fair.
I was too busy spending my time at BFM when I was a kid.
And here you are again, mate, and we thank you very much. And we'll see you out of the Hollywood next time we're out of the Hollywood, of course.
Hey, can I just I just got to reiterate that we're doing the Halloween night with Rocky Horror Picture Show, and Richard O'Brien, the creator himself, will be there hosting it.
Oh, what? Sick.
And he's going to perform, he's going to do a Q&A, and all the ticket proceeds are going to his chosen charity, which is Starship Foundation. And we put tickets on sale last night, and they're going quite fast. So, and there's going to be a Halloween party afterwards, so make sure you go to that.
Check out the Hollywood Avondale on the internet. Oh, that sounds absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking the time out to chat to us, and we'll...
Have you got jandals on right now, Hugh? I do.
I was actually just lying on my trampoline, and I am wearing jandals, and I just looked at them thinking,
that's
so funny, because last time we spoke, you asked me about that. But I don't wear them at the Hollywood, because I got told off.
Okay, mate, no worries. We'll see you at the Hollywood closed-toed.
Okay. All right.
See ya.
Doodle-pip.
Bye.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.